Alive. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. This is our weekly gospel preparation video. And our gospel passage for the third Sunday of Ordinary Time is Mark chapter 1, verse 14 through 20. I just want to give a quick advertisement here. For us in Dearborn County, we'll be having Mass at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Lawrenceburg Event Center. 10 o'clock a.m. at the Lawrenceburg Event Center. We are going to be able to seat about 2,000 people at Holy Mass. We are celebrating 2,000 years of our Catholic faith and 200 years of our Catholic faith specifically here in Dearborn County. It was in 1824 that the first Catholics established a parish in Dover, Indiana. And so our Archbishop is coming to celebrate Holy Mass with and for all of us. So thanks be to God. Please join us at the Lawrenceburg Event Center for the 10 o'clock Sunday Mass. Our reading this Sunday is awesome. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, 14 through 20. This is the call of Peter and Andrew. He saw Simon and Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I'll make you fishers of men." They abandoned their nets and followed him. And then he sees James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. They called him. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. So on the feast of St. Andrew on November 30th this past year, a good friend of mine, his name is John, was at Holy Mass, and he had been thinking in the back of his mind about God calling him to be a priest. Many people had said to him, "God is calling you to be a priest." Many people had encouraged him to think about the priesthood. I'm on that list of people that had encouraged him to be a priest. And when he was at Mass, God clearly spoke to him and said, "Be my priest." And he listened to the gospel passage, and the gospel passage said that they left their nets. And he put it as a two-week notice, and he's now living with a Franciscan community on the East Coast. Here's the truth. The gospel is alive. The gospel is not dead. God's word is alive. God's word is not dead. God is calling people. The question is, are we listening? God is inviting us. The question is, are we open? God is encouraging us. Are we allowing ourselves to hear those words of encouragement? Let's pray for the grace that we may accept and enter into that relationship that God desires us to have, which is a relationship that is alive, that is dynamic, that is true. Just as Jesus called the apostles, he's calling you, and he's calling me. I invite you to pray for my friend John, that the good Lord may continue to work in his life, that he may continue to answer that call, and that you'll do the same. One thing I want to encourage you to do is to answer the call to say yes, to start in a small group, to be in an engagement with your friends, with your family, and talking about the faith. There are discussion questions down below. Please use those in your small group and let other people know that they are there and ready for discussion. So God bless you and have a blessed, blessed week.